time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo. She is the library coordinator in Price City, and she's over programming. We're going to talk about the fact that, you know, things are kind of back to normal at the Price City Library, and that means summer programs are in full effect. Tanya, how are you today?
Great, Dave. Thanks. Let's
talk about how things are going down at the library now. You guys, you're saying you're pretty much out of restriction now. Is that correct? You're back to normal hours and all that good stuff?
That is true. We are open Mondays through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays 9 to 12.
And you know what? It was kind of a little different world, but as it was for everybody. But it's probably nice to get some faces back in the library and get people in there and doing all those fun kind of things. Now, what kind of services do you guys offer down there other than just like renting books and movies and those kinds of things?
Right now we are doing a lot of our programming for the summer. We also have, of course, our online services that we offer OverDrive. We also have our computers still set up, and they're more than welcome to come in and enjoy our view with our new windows on Main Street to do some office work or to just enjoy the quiet of the library.
And you also have that new entrance into the kids' corner down in the basement, right? How's that been working?
We do. It's been great. We've had some moms with strollers that go down there, and they just push our little doorbell, and we let them in. And the kids have loved being able to get in that way. It's been great to do some of our programming outside, and so we can leave from that door, go up the ramp, out into the Peace Gardens. It's been very nice.
All right, so one part of the summer experience for people that go to the library is you guys always do really fun summer programs, and this year you said is no different. It always has a really good theme. So what is the theme of this year's summer program?
Yes, the theme of this summer is Tales and Tales, and it's talking about animal tales. So we have a lot of animal activities going on and also fairy tales. This theme is the same all over the United States for libraries. So we all do the same theme, and there's a lot of great ideas out there.
And what are some of the things that you guys are going to do wrapped around this year's theme?
We have three separate groups of programming going on. We have the toddler time, and that's usually on Monday and Wednesday. We are doing some story walks outside where we can read our story, and they're on separate little posters, so we can take the time to read outside. A lot of things we can do as a group and take turns and participate in all the fun activities that we're doing with the different animals that we've picked for each week.
And during the summertime, do you guys still do like story time and all those kinds of things?
Our story time is the summer reading for 7 weeks, and then we start not having the summer reading program anymore. We do a big party at the end of that 7 weeks, and usually it's like a movie over in the Civic Auditorium, or we'll do activities out in the Peace Gardens. Like I said, we have three different programs. We have the toddler time. We also have a 5 to 7 year old, and they meet every other week, and they'll be making animal tales and bridges for the three billy goats gruff and different items like that. That is a little bit older that our little toddlers can't quite make themselves. And then we have an older group, 4th to 8th grade, and they do an activity every week. They come in, and there's usually about 20 to 25 of them, and they get to socialize, which is a big thing they haven't been able to do a lot with this COVID, and spend time with friends and make new friends and come to the library, which is a safe place to be, and enjoy learning new different crafts, how to do them, and different things that will also help them through the summer to stay busy.
And that's what it's really all about. When you're an adult, it's a matter of finding something for kids to stay busy and finding a good way for them to do it. And you know what? You might as well be reading and learning something quietly, and then they don't even realize because they're having so much fun. Now, if anybody has any questions about any of these programs or anything like that, what's the best way to get information from the library?
Okay, and we do still have some openings in the older group and also in toddler time. So we would like you to come down, sign up for that. We can give you a schedule of all the different activities, give you reading logs to keep your kids reading through the summer. And to come on into the library and sign up is the best way. But if they have any questions, they're more than welcome to give us a call at 636-3188. We always put things on Facebook.
Okay. Tanya Kulo, Library Coordinator over Programming for Price City, thank you so much for taking out the time to do this today. And you know what? It just sounds like you've got a lot of fun planned for this summer to keep the kiddos involved, and we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.